This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2536, The Bones, and Aging Backwards, both by Carrie Ogden of CarrieOgden.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to OHD, where I read articles to you covering health, fitness, diet, nutrition, and more. And today, I'll be reading from a brand new author to our show, Carrie Ogden, and I'll tell you about Carrie right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to her two posts as we optimize your life. The Bones by Carrie Ogden of CarrieOgden.com. It's well known that brittle bones are prone to break. To maintain or regain strength, we must stress them. Weight training has long since been considered the gold standard for increasing bone density. The problem with free weights and machines is that they force the bones into a specific range of motion. We need to engage all 210 bones for optimal functioning. Thankfully, we don't need a lot of equipment to get the job done. Our body comes fully equipped with weights and levers. Elongating our arms, legs, and torso is all we need to strengthen bones and realign the joints. When joints get misaligned, it leads to chronic pain and arthritis. Poor alignment is so common that osteopaths and chiropractors spend their entire careers mostly aligning joints. The feet. What most people don't realize is that good posture begins with the feet. Think about the ankles. Those little things are incredible, bearing the weight of our body crashing down on them all hours of the day. The feet are like the foundation of a building. If the base is crooked, the entire structure will be off balance. That's why clean foot alignment is essential for good posture. Quote, "The way to improve stamina and prevent injury is to reintroduce mobility into the ankle. As the ankle bends, it permits the knee to bend. This is how flexibility is introduced into the dried-up, atrophied muscle chain. The amazing thing is that muscles respond extremely rapidly to stretching. The pulling is relieved by newfound flexibility of the muscles, which in turn leads to the chronic injuries disappearing." Miranda Ismonde White. Full body. The simplest and most effective way to recruit all the bones is by doing large, full body movements using the weight of your body as the load on the bones. Using our own body removes the risk of compression. Additionally, large, sweeping movements drive blood into the bones, delivering rich calcium while strengthening and lengthening. If your bones are out of whack, like mine, it will feel awkward at first. Along with your bones and posture, proprioception is going to be off. The body will try to pull back into misalignment with false cues. This is where it's good to know the difference between sharp shooting pain or bad pain and pain that comes from tugging on connective tissue and stretching out compression. Give it time. We didn't get here overnight. It may take days, weeks, or months. Rest assured that your patients will pay dividends by rewarding you with sleek body lines, increased mobility, and gorgeous posture. Aging Backwards by Carrie Ogden of CarrieOgden.com. Some people might not view aging as a choice. It is. You can decide if you want to spend your days feeling vital, energetic, and healthy. Forget chronology. Aging backwards is about joyfully using your body to exercise, travel, and play with your friends, children, and grandchildren. We no longer need to accept the downfalls of aging as an inevitability to a life confined to joint and back pain, limited mobility, and a lack of strength that keeps you on the bench watching others do the things you once did. You can stay in the game. What's the secret? Move your body every day. Yes, it's that simple. Up until very recently, researchers believed that many of the negative effects of aging were inevitable, and the dogma is strong. We never thought to challenge why our bones become brittle or how our muscles waste away. We simply accepted that weight gain will happen, as will various chronic diseases and mental dementia. No wonder our culture idolizes youth. Thanks to the burgeoning field of gerontology, assumptions are being busted left and right. Aging is far more a consequence of lifestyle choices than calendar years. We can age backwards. In fact, many of the symptoms we associate with aging are the result of not just the wear and tear on our bodies over the years, but also the negative effects of disuse. Yep, not using our body is as detrimental to healthy aging as poor nutrition and smoking. Wellspring of youth. In our muscles are the keys to our longevity. This mystical wellspring of youth is our mitochondria, otherwise known as the powerhouse of our cells. If we can keep the mitochondrial fires burning, our muscles can enjoy the vitality and energy of youth right up until our final days. The secret to keeping these powerhouses well-fed and burning strong may surprise you. You don't have to run marathons or spend hours pumping iron at the gym. All you need to do is stretch. If that seems too good to be true, I get it. Most of us grew up on the idea of no pain, no gain. The reality is more like no pain, K-N-O-W, and no gain. That's because gentle movement is the name of the game for lasting strength and flexibility. Whether you are a 40-something working parent looking for a home-based workout, a 50-something executive who needs to relieve stress, or a 60-something looking for new ways to stay fit and vital, gentle, fluid movement is your ticket to feeling and looking stronger, healthier, and happier for years to come. You just listened to the posts titled The Bones and Aging Backwards, both by Kerry Ogden of kerryogden.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search, but what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So, when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss, plushcare.com/weightloss.
And a big thank you to Carrie. Carrie has been passionate about health and healing since her 20s. Then, in her early 30s, she opened a Pilates studio, taught kids yoga, and practiced Thai yoga massage. For 3 years, she ran a small restaurant and created a line of plant-based foods called Holy Chow. At the end of the decade, she earned her master's and opened a private practice as a psychotherapist. After 15 years of clinical work, she rededicated herself to healing movement. Her interest in health has exposed her to an array of tools: yoga, meditation, neurobiology, and nutrition all inform her style of healing. In turn, she passes these tools on to you because she wants us all to live with ease and grace inside a body that's glad to be alive. Come by kerryogden.com for a lot more, and I have that linked in this episode's description. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to go back to Carrie's second article on aging backwards, specifically the idea that gentle, fluid movements can increase our strength and flexibility. I've actually mentioned this before. The word fitness actually means more than just cardiovascular fitness. It includes muscular strength, muscular endurance, and flexibility. Flexibility is a key component of our overall fitness level, and studies have shown that even if we just work on improving our flexibility, it can actually increase our muscular strength and endurance at the same time. And depending on the types of flexibility exercises we perform, it may even help improve balance and coordination. And it may even keep our arteries flexible. You know, those little tubes inside the body that carry blood to vital organs? So all of this to say, let's be sure to make time for some flexibility exercises. Even just twice a week, a 15 to 30 minutes of stretching can make a difference. All right, that'll do it for another episode of OHD. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with another post where your optimal life awaits.